Hello, my name is Fred Gaudius, Senior Account Director at Zelda's Research, and welcome to this month's podcast. The topic of today's podcast is annuities. I've been with Zelda's Research for the last 8 years, and over the last 8 years, we've noticed a significant increase in the number of projects we've done on the topic of annuities, particularly over the last, I would say, 3 years, and especially in the area of consumer research on annuities. We've seen a great deal of interest from our clients, traditionally on a topic that had been previously focused on advisors, speaking more about consumers. So on today's podcast, I'll be talking about three major topics, or I guess you could say considerations you should think about when conducting research on annuities. The first relates to methodology, the second relates to knowledge and topic selection, and the third relates to the implications of not conducting research on annuities. So let's start first on the topic of methodological considerations. So when it comes to conducting research on annuities, we find that live or live online methodologies work best, specifically when it comes to qualitative research on annuities, because most consumers, and in fact even many advisors, don't know as much about them as you might think. The benefit of conducting research using a live or live online methodology is that you'll have a live moderator present to probe and help clarify as needed. Of course, it's important when conducting this type of research about such a complicated and nuanced topic to make sure that the moderator that you work with is themselves versed, maybe if not in annuities in general, certainly specifically about the product or products to be discussed if that's the topic of the research, or any other relevant topics to the research objectives. When it comes to quantitative research on annuities, you can conduct online surveys with consumers as long as you're careful about the topics that you discuss and the language that you use. The idea is that oftentimes product teams are very into the details and into the weeds when it comes to annuities, but consumers don't understand them. For instance, if you're conducting variable annuity research and you're curious about consumer reactions to trade-offs, it can be very difficult to get consumers to understand the different trade-offs that exist in a variable annuity. You have to make sure that you use very broad and consumer-friendly language, even at the expense of some concreteness, in order to make sure that consumers can understand the questions that you're asking. With online surveys, of course, there's usually no moderator present, so it's very difficult to make sure that people know what you're asking about. So that level of concreteness and clarity is absolutely essential. Net-net, conducting annuity research with advisors is easier than conducting annuity research with consumers, simply because advisors know more about annuities, and annuities tend to be sold, not bought. However, you do want to make sure when conducting advisor research on annuities that you carefully screen individuals who are participating in your research. Typically, advisor incentives are higher. There is greater incentive for professional respondents to take this research for a $25 or $50 incentive. And advisor awareness of annuities that they sell, even the ones that they sell frequently, can be lower than you might expect. So when designing a survey screener or a qualitative screener, it's important to make sure that questions are titrated carefully to ensure that the advisors who are in your research are the correct people. So moving on from the topic of methodology to the topic of knowledge and topic selection, you know, we alluded to this a little bit earlier, but really when we conduct annuity research for the first time with a client, they are often very, very surprised at what their target audiences don't know about annuities. Consumers know next to nothing. I think that's not too groundbreaking to say. Advisors typically know more, but it's surprising how little they know. So as a result, when you're designing a research project related to annuity topics, each question or topic needs to be considered carefully to make sure that A, it's within the scope of what the target audience might be able to understand and evaluate, and B, that it's being worded correctly for the audience in question. Another thing to consider is, and often this is anathema to what goes on with advisor research, but consider in qualitative settings, consider groups. It's not the most ridiculous idea when the topic is not competitive or not sensitive in nature. Group settings actually enhance cooperation and can enhance participation in our experience. Finally, our third topic is the implications of not conducting research on annuities. So we know that many of our clients offer annuities, but really don't do a lot of research on the product. annuity sales have been increasing. 2015 in particular was a banner year. There was a slight decline in annuity sales reported by the Insurance Retirement Institute year over year in 2016. That being said, annuity sales do remain historically high from a historical perspective, and we think this is for a good reason. So as the baby boomer generation approaches retirement, there is a clear need for steady, guaranteed income. This is an important part of retirement planning and the transition from the accumulation stage into the withdrawal stage. So annuities are going to only become, in our opinion, more important as consumers en masse really reach the need for these products. Additionally, the regulatory landscape for annuities is rapidly evolving, and the providers who stay nimble and ahead of any potential changes will be quickest to adapt and either change to the market or stay put. But really, that's the type of question that needs to be addressed with research and with the sort of empirical data that that primary research can provide. Which leaves us with my closing. Anyone here at Zeldis, including myself, would be happy to consult with you about questions that you have related to annuity research, annuity products. We are deeply involved in conducting dozens of annuity projects every year, so please feel free to reach out to us. I can be reached at fred@zeldisresearch.com. Or at 609-737-7223, extension 206. So thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I hope you found it informative, and thanks so much for your time. Have a wonderful day.